Greetings, it's good to see you again.
很高兴又见到大家。
This is a combination of things. We want to talk about mothers and fathers in the faith.
今天我们想做几件事情，第一个就是想讲告诉大家这个信心中的父母。
And we want to use the Philippine trip that we just recently went on as an example of things that can be done.
那我们也可以用我们最近去菲律宾的一个这个宣教的旅程呢，作为一个例子，告诉大家我们可以做什么事情。
My lovely wife will come up and tell some stories as we work ourselves in through it.
那我亲爱的太太等会儿也可以上来告诉大家一些故事。
You'll notice that the reference that you just read concerns the Great Commission.
那么刚才读的那个经文呢，是耶稣的大使命。
But a Great Commission, while it sounds very large, must have a way to be effectively done ourselves.
这个大使命听起来很大，但是呢，它必定呢是有一个我们可以去做的一个办法。
So it's what I call, from my training, our sphere of influence, the area in which we touch people around us.
那从我的经历和我的这个训练来说呢，就是我们这一个在我们的周围呢，有一个可以啊产生影响的这样一个 sphere， 就是我们这样一个空间。嗯。
And you are in a unique position because you are in a place that has a lot of cross flow of different people every year.
那我们在座的，我们就处在一个很特殊的一个这个啊。身份中，因为我们在这个地方呢，有很多人来来往往。
And the issue for most believers, and most of you have made a commitment to Christ and have been a believer several years.
那 go on.
Sorry, most of you have been believers several years.
在座的至少大部分人应该就是说，至少信主已经有几年了。
And so that means that the gospel message, I want to encourage you, can grow.
所以呢，这个福音的消息呢，可以通过我们来成长。
Because the objective is that you begin to affect others with the love of God.
如果我们基于神的爱来向别人产生影响的话呢
？So let's look at two scriptures.
我们来看两处经文。
If you have it on your phone or you have a Bible, it'd be good to look at them.
我们来打开圣经。
I will turn to them so you have time. The first one is in 1 John.
约翰一书二章十三到十四节。
There's a repeated phrase.
这两节是重复的。
Whenever in the Bible you find a phrase that's repeated, you need to pay attention to it.
在圣经里面，我们发现有重复的话的话呢，我们需要就是说做更大的这个来注意。
The same is true for other subjects, such as heavens and the earth. You can find that phrase throughout Scripture.
比如说这个天和地这样的话呢，在圣经里面可以发现很多次。
So in this case, John, who is a disciple, repeats the same phrase twice.
所以这个两节呢，圣经呢，这个约翰呢，这个使徒呢，把这一样的话呢，重复了两次。
I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
If you notice in verse 14, it says exactly the same thing.
十四节一模一样的话。
John is not wasting his time. He's inspired by the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，约翰呢，并没有来浪费他的时间和他的话。
So even if you are young in the faith, if you have a few years, in a sense, you become a father.
所以，即使呢，我们刚信主只有几年的话呢，但是呢，在这几年里面，从某种意义上来说，我们也成了一个父亲。
Because it means you know more than someone beside you that may not know Jesus or has only known him a few weeks.
因为和旁边的人不认识主的人相比呢，或者刚刚认识主的人呢，我们已经知道的多一些了。
I'll give you an example.
比如说
，A man I heard in person was invited to go to Brasilia in Brazil.
我认识一个人呢，他被邀请去巴西。
Brazil has one of the largest cities with a street It's like kids without any homes. They're streetwise, is what we call it.
那么在巴西这些大城市里面呢，有一些街道，这个街道里面有很多小孩子，他们是没有家的。
So there are thousands of children that live on the street, no parental guidance.
所以成千的孩子们呢，住在马路旁边，没有父母去管他们。
And it's rough. It's hard living.
所以那个环境是非常困难的。
So this man was invited to go to a conference to help train leaders, their senior elders.
那么这个人呢，到巴西之后呢，他被邀请去参加一个会议。这个会议上呢，他要就是说对那些教会的这些长老还有领袖呢，来做一个这个训练。
And by his own lips, he was expecting older people.
所以他期望，他本来以为呢，会来一些上年纪的人。
And when he entered the room, they were teenagers.
可以到这个房间之后，他发现这个房间里坐的都是十几岁的孩子。
Those were the oldest, most senior believers in that street community of children.
为什么呢？因为这些孩子们是在他们这个街道上长大的孩子里面是属于年纪最大的。
Your average age in most Asian countries, except for China, is in the low 20s.
在许多亚洲的国家呢，这个平均年龄呢，除了中国，平均年龄大概是二十多岁。
It's the same in the Philippines.
在菲律宾也是一样的。
And it means that depending on we age independent is whether you are father in the faith.Sometimes you can be very young and you'll still be the one looked up to.
所以不管我们的年纪大小，我们都可以成为别人的父亲。
And so even though there's a variation of age here, I'm in my 70s, but I see some in their 30s. It still applies to us.
所以即使我们今天在座的像 Roland 是70多岁，像我只有20多岁，是吧？那么在座的还有十几岁的，是吧？这些都用于这种情况、yeah.
So let's look at 2 Timothy.
我们来看看提摩太后书。
It's a very simple statement.
非常简单的话。
I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well.
提摩太后书一章五节，想到你心里无伪之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Three generations.
三代人。
And that grandmother is mentioned because Paul recognized her faith on the long run.
那么他的外祖母这个保罗提到呢，是因为保罗早就认识他这个外祖母。
When Phelan and I got married 5 years ago this coming week,
五年前下个星期呢，是我和斐琳啊这个结婚纪念日。
I invited who I know as Mama O to come pray for us.
我邀请了一位我们叫做妈妈 O 的，就是母亲 O 的人来为我们祷告。
She's known the Lord for decades.
欧妈妈是吧？哦，欧妈妈，哇，那欧妈妈为他们祷告，他们能听懂吗？需要有人翻译。Yes, okay.
So I asked her, I said, will you come to our wedding and pray for us?
那我就问我妈妈说，我们的婚礼，你可不可以来为我们的婚礼祷告？
Now, she knows little ones. She knew my late wife. And now she was going to pray for Phelan.
所以她认识的这个 Roland 已经去世的这个妻子，但是呢，她要来了为这个 Roland 的新妻子 Phelan 祷告。
Now, she can be a character, but I just love her.
她可能会有一些脾气吧，是吧？但是呢，我很喜欢欧妈妈。
So I asked her before the wedding, I said, who's going to translate for you?
所以呢，婚礼以前她就问欧妈妈说，谁会为你来翻译呢？
And this is what she said in her English.
她用英文回答说，
No need to translate, I talk to God.
不需要有人翻译，我向神祷告。
But that shows maturity.
所以 Roland 觉得这个就显示出来他的这个成熟，在主里的成熟。
And so even amongst your own community, you have those who are older in the faith.
所以在我们这个社区里面呢，我们有这个在主里已经成熟的这个信徒。
But when a new Chinese student comes,
可是,
like I came to UVA 50 years ago,
所以但是每当一个新的中国学生来的时候呢，就像我50年前我来到UVA读书,
I was lost.
我那时候还没有信主。
I had no home.
我也没有家。
And when you're away from home, you have no home. There's nothing to go home to.
当你没有家的时候呢，你也没有地方可以回去。
And when you don't know Jesus and you don't have peace, you don't know why you came.
你如果不信主的时候，你心里也没有平安，所以你根本就不知道你为什么来到这个地方。
So they enter into school like I entered into school.
所以就像这些中国学生似的，他们来到学校，可能这个状态就像我50年前来到这个学校这个状态。
Even though I was training to be an engineer, I still had no idea what life was about.
即使我在这个工程学院读书，我也不知道毕业之后会有什么样，我的生活会怎么样。
And I encourage you not to forget that when the students come, most are just like that.
所以呢，我就是希望大家知道，当来到UV读书的大部分学生呢，都和我当年差不多。
The last scripture in the same book, 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 7.
提摩太后书4章6到7节。
Because Paul was in the end of his life.
保罗这个时候呢，就是说离他离世的时间已经不远了。
And he says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
那么他说呢，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
So young men and young ladies, this is what you want your testimony to be.
所以在座的这个年轻人呢，如果我们快去世的时候呢，我希望大家都说出这样的话。
Because standing fast as a Christian does require a fight.
因为我们在世上的基督徒的生活呢，需要一个这个征战的生活。
It does require what we call longevity. It requires time.
需要很长的时间，需要我们在信心里有持久。
And when you look back, you should say, have I kept the faith?
所以当我们往回看的时候，我们会问自己，我们所信的道守住了吗？
Now, we all fail many times.
许多次我们都会有这个失败的经历。The
issue is not whether we fail. The issue is not whether we fail.
但是这个问题呢，不在于我们是不是失败了。The
issue is when you do fail, that you ask God's forgiveness and you keep on walking.
问题在于，当我们失败之后呢，我们有没有来到神面前，我们求他的这个怜悯和宽恕，我们继续在神的跟随耶稣。
Then when young ones see us, they say, oh, if I fail, I can ask his forgiveness and go on.
所以更年轻的人看见我们这样的话呢，他们也就会知道，我们不是怕的是这个失败，我们失败之后呢， 我们要向他学习来继续跟随耶稣往前走。
Think of it. Isn't that process supposed to continue throughout life?
所以我们来想一想，这样的事情是不是这样，像如兰刚才讲的，这样一代一代需要这样传下去呢？
If it does not, that means there's some stiffness in our heart.
如果我们没有这么做的话，就说明我们心里是刚硬的。
I want to encourage you. If that's the case, go to God. Get it straight.
所以在座的，我想鼓励大家，如果我们有失败的时候呢，我们来到神的面前。
Because if you are refreshed, you will refresh others.
如果我们来到神的面前寻求力量的话呢，别人也会因为这样而得到力量。
So let's talk about the Philippine project.
我们现在来讲一下菲律宾的事情。
We are not doing anything unusual.
我们不是做很特别的事情。
Because we have children and staff inside our quarters constantly.
那么在菲律宾那个地方呢，我们有这个许多孩子，我们有这个机构的一些雇员。
So we have plenty of private time, but we also have our doors open.
我们有许多在一起的时间，但是呢，好多时候我们的门也是敞开的。
And that's what we call biblical hospitality.
那么当我们开开门的时候呢，这个时候我们叫做圣经上的这个好客款待。
And they know when they come that they'll be treated special, but they also know that we're serious.
所以当地人知道呢，如果他们来到他们的家里呢，他们就会被款待得很好，而且呢，非常的真心。
So think of this. If you invite somebody to dinner, what purpose do you have?
如果我们现在在座的心里想，我们想邀请一些人到我们家里来吃晚饭，你有什么目的？
Anybody in the world can invite somebody else to dinner.
任何人都可以邀请另外一些人来到家里吃饭。
But biblical hospitality speaks of inviting somebody for the purpose of encouragement.
但是圣经上的这个 hospitality 就是款待的话呢，意思就是说我们邀请他来到他们的家，我们的目的呢是为了鼓励这些人。
On subjects, whatever is necessary so that you have meaningful time together.
所以呢，我们在一起的时间呢，是应该是有一个这个有这个有意义的时间。
And so that's what we do.
这也是我们在菲律宾所做的。
And they know that we become familiar sometimes with some of their lives.
所以他们也知道了，我们有时候我们在他的生命中呢，和他们可以非常的亲密。
And they also become familiar with ours.
他们也和我们也变得非常亲密。
So a little history, if you do not know us, a few people here I have not met.
那我们这两位呢，如果你还不知道，不认识我们两个的话呢？
I became acquainted, asked to come do an English Bible study, I think in 2011.
2011 的时候，我被邀请到这个一个就是中文教会来做一个英文的这个查经。
And during that time,My late wife and I joined that, and we had already become accustomed to biblical hospitality.
所以在那个时候呢，我和我已经去世的这个妻子呢，我们已经非常的这个做的就是尽量按照圣经上的的款待人来去做。
And at that point, the Lawsons were still in the area, Gene and Faylene Lawson, and they were accustomed to biblical hospitality.
那么在那个时候呢，这个斐琳和他的前夫呢，就是去世的这个前夫呢，也是非常努力在做这个圣经上的款待人的工作。
So we had a house church basically in their house for 10 years.
所以基本上我们在家里相当于有一个家庭的教会，在这个斐琳和他的前夫家里。
And so both Gene and Faylene and myself and Linda had common aims in Christ.
所以我们四个人呢，在主耶稣基督里面是有一样的这个目的。目标。
Under different circumstances and a little bit different in time, we both lost our spouses.
那么在不同的时间里面呢，我们两个都失去了我们的配偶。
And at that point, both of us went through a grief period, so we know what it's like to be separated.
那我们两个也都经历了一段非常这个痛苦的时间。
And while I don't want anyone to go through such a thing, I will tell you, both of us learned.
那我不希望在座的任何一个人可以经历这个时间，但是呢，如果你经历的话，你就知道你在通过这个时间，你会学到很多东西。
Faylene has children and grandchildren.
那么我这个太太呢，她有她的孩子，她还有她的这个孙子辈。
She herself was a miracle baby.
她自己就是当年就是一个奇迹的婴儿。
A couple of her children had hard births, and she assisted.Couple of her children had difficult births, and she assisted.
Okay. 那么她自己在生产自己的孩子的时候呢，有两个呢，就是说生产的这个经历很不顺利。她作为母亲呢，她也经历了这个过程。
I mention these things because we've been there. We understand hardship as well as blessing.
所以通过这些经历呢，我们知道这个生命的这个痛苦，还有生命的这个课程。
The Lord called us together.
但是呢，这个我们两个失去我们的配偶之后呢，这个神把我们两个放在一起。
And so we've been 5 years into that. We've already been to the Philippines 6 times.
那么我们两个在一起已经成家有5年了。我们到菲律宾已经去了6次。
Because you may go home and have a home where it's protected, you have a good job and everything's fine.
我们自己的家呢，我们的家里很安全，是吧？ 我们这个如果有一个好的工作呢，我们家庭其实都是不错的。
But IFL has 40 children, ages from 10 to 25, that are orphans. They're not adoptable.
Well, nobody adopted them.
No, they're not.
Nobody.
We didn't adopt them, but they are not adoptable.
Okay. 在菲律宾这个机构里面呢，有40个这个算是孤儿吧，但是都是年纪比较大的，10到25岁，没有人愿意去领养他们。
So it's children that have suffered, and in some cases still suffer, abandonment.
所以这里面的孩子呢，许多都是在经历这个他们被遗弃的这个经历。
So in my association, which began in 2011,
那在2011年的时候, that's the same year you were invited to the Chinese church for English study, right?
I had no idea.
I
must have skipped ahead. It's okay.
2011年的时候, 我就和他们有一个这个非正式的交谈。
I had no idea what I was in for when I began to go to the Philippines.
当我开始去的时候, 我根本就不知道在那里会是什么情况。
And it was just an informal conversation.
就是一个非正式的交谈。Can
you use some help?
你能不能来提供一些帮助?
And as a result of that, it unfolded that I began to do writing and associate with the children.
所以在这个过程里面，慢慢的，我就开始写作，然后开始和这些孩子们建立联系。And
at that point, I was a single man again.
但是在那个过程中呢，我从这个结婚的，但是我失去了这个，所以我又变成了一个单身。Then
in 2017, I made my first trip with Feline.
在2017年的时候呢，我和菲琳一起去了菲律宾。And
the kids that had suffered abandonment had essentially been abandoned by my late spouse who had died.
那些孩子已经被自己的家人所遗弃了，但是因为这个 Roland 的太太已经去世嘛，他们觉得又被遗弃了一次。And
they already have heart problems.
所以他们在心里都已经很不舒服。And
Feline was a newcomer.
所以菲琳那个时候算一个新来的人。But
they very quickly found out that it was all right.
他们很快就发现，哦，现在也挺好。Because 因为
the Lord helps us.
因为神帮助我们,
and we love the children.
我们呢很爱孩子们,
and they recognize just like it was before, we love them.
他们发现现在的情况就像以前一样,
and specifically, we love them in Christ.
更重要的是我们在基督里爱他们,
and we love them with deliberate hospitality.
那我们非常努力地用爱心去款待他们,
and so the doors stayed open.
所以我们的门呢还是向他们敞开的。
And that led to other things that we had to do, and also the biblical creation curriculum's course that we had to write.
所以后来我们又做了一些别的事情，包括呢，就是说这个来讲这个圣经的这个创造。So
by the time Feline and I went, we were putting that in final form to go into a pre-production stage in the Philippines.
那么当我和菲林再去的时候呢，我们就我基本上就把这个圣经的创造这个学习呢这个东西已经写完了。
So IFL is a compound that's about 10 acres of land.
那这个IF就是菲律宾这个机构呢，它大概有10英亩这么大。
There's 40 orphans.
40个孤儿。
The staff, half of them were former orphans and now teaching at the same school.
那么这个工作人员呢，有一半呢，以前就是这个里面的孤儿，那么他们现在在这个教书。
So it's a school, a church, almost a community within itself.
所以可以把它想象成一个学校，一个教会，或者就像一个自己一个这个社区似的。And
they don't have much money.
他们没有很多钱。So
they rely on donors to help them.
所以他们需要这个来一些人来捐款。Most
of their staff is not paid, and when we go, we finance our own visit, so that they don't have to put out extra money for us.
许多工作人员是没有薪水的，我们去的时候，我们也需要自己找到钱才能去。And
they are also the home place for a Federation of Christian Schools. Before the pandemic, that was 250 schools.
那么在这个疫情以前呢，这个学校呢，同时又是这个菲律宾大概有250个基督徒的学校的一个中心。
I know some of you have heard things about what it's like in parts of China. It's not easy.
那么我们在座可以听到，在中国的有些地方呢，生活也不是很顺利的。
And maybe you know it's been quite a bit easier in the United States.
那么我们住在这里呢，可能跟我们以前的生活相比，已经提高了不少。
How about the Philippines?
那么菲律宾是什么情况呢？
They lost 50 to 80% of their income for this ministry.
During the last 2 years?
Pardon?
During the last 2 years?
Since 2020.
Okay, 所以自从疫情开始之后呢，这个机构呢就失去了50%到80%的这个收入。
Many private Christian schools closed down because there's no money. And no work.
许多私立的基督徒学校都已经关门了，因为已经没有钱了。And
those 40 children felt the impact of that because they lost all of their touch with friends.
那么这40个孤儿呢，也感到了这种情况，因为而且他们已经失去了他们的许多朋友之间的联系。So
we knew we had to return, but with 2 years of health restrictions, we already were getting messages that were sounding not good.
所以我们听到这些情况，我们知道我们必须要回去。但是呢，那个这个疫情呢，已经有2年了。Before
we went, we already had two reports of children who saw no reason to live any longer.
所以当我们去的时候，我们知道就已经有2个孩子可能有这个自杀的倾向了。So
we did the normal thing, what we call nuts and bolts. But this is what we were walking into.
所以我们去了之后，我们就是做一些基本的事情。
And it was so difficult to go. At one point, I was not going to go.
那么在这个过程里面呢，我们还是经历了很多困难。那么我曾经也想过，还是不要去了。
And when I was in prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to me an obvious question. I quote it to you because I wrote it down. Would you go for just one?
那但是当我在祷告的时候呢，我也感到圣灵的感动，其中就有这么一句话，就是说，即使有一个人需要你，你要不要去？
So without giving me an order, the Lord was real specific. He said, "You have to go."
所以这也没有什么命令，但是我觉得神就是说给我一个命令，就是说你必须要去。
Now there's nothing we can do that's special. We're not special people.
那我们两个身上也没有特别之处。
But because we love them seriously.
但是我们非常非常的爱他们。Then
they needed encouragement.
所以呢，如果我们去的话，他们就会觉得感动。
And it's from our faith that we have that strength to encourage them that they can go on.
因为我们爱他们，他们就可以被激励；因为我们有信心，他们就可以继续往前走。You
must see, most of Asia is very social, especially the family is everything. Family, mother, father, grandparents, so on and so.
亚洲的许多地方呢，都是一个很有这个家庭关系很亲密的地方。What
if there is none?
可是如果没有的话呢？
And then a pandemic happens.
然后呢，这个疫情又开始了。You
see no future.
所以很多人都觉得没有未来，没有希望。You
have no relatives.
因为他们没有这个亲属。So
it was hard on the teenagers especially.
所以呢，对这些孤儿来说非常困难，尤其是对这个十几岁的孩子们。
So when they found out I was coming, even though it was after my birthday, they wanted to do my birthday.
所以他们知道我们去的时候，他们很高兴啊，他们也还问这个柔软的这个生日，想在那里为他庆祝生日。That's
why they made the sign up over on the left-hand side.
所以我们看这个左边的照片上，上面有这个 Happy Birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 我们看一下，是为柔软庆祝生日的, yeah.
But we also knew several children, and two especially, we were especially concerned about.
在这些孩子里面有两个我们是非常非常的关心。And
one of them was the first one in the door.
Say again.
One of them, the one on the right, was the first one that came through the door.
Okay, 所以右边这个男孩呢，就是说那天第一个来到我们家的人。
This is where I want Feilin to tell the story.
然后马上就抱住菲林去要告诉他的这个故事，是吧？ Oh yeah, 现在是菲林。
You can use this one.
to stay close to.
Okay, well, those little girls that planned that birthday party were so excited that he was finally coming. They had been sending messages, please come, please come. It's hard. Please come. Please come home. Please come home. Will you be here for my birthday? Sorry.
Even before you come.
Before
yeah.
we came, yes.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
So they found out when his birthday was and they planned and planned.
所以他们为这个生日呢准备了很长时间。
And as much as they could, they made the little letters and all of those decorations for his birthday.
所以呢,他们尽他们所能做了很多装饰的东西, yeah.
But during that time that we had communication with them, the communication became less and less during those months of the pandemic.
可是在这个疫情开始之后呢, 我们和他们的联系就变得越来越少, 越来越少。
And one night I got a message from the little girl you see holding me. And she says, Mom, I can't breathe.
所以有一天晚上我就从一个女孩里面得到一条信息, 她就说, 妈妈, 我现在呼吸有困难。
And she's on the other side of the world from me. So I prayed. I prayed hard, Lord, you are the one who gives breath. Give my girl breath.
但是呢,我们两个是 一个在地球的这边，一个在地球的那边，所以我只能做的就是祷告。所以我祷告的非常强烈，所以就是说，神呐，如果你是赐人气息的，请给这个我们的女儿呢，给她气息，给她呼吸。 Yeah.
She's the one who has no mother.
那么她没有母亲。
No father.
没有父亲。
And she came in the door and held me to see me for the first time in such a long time. And said, Mom, I don't want to live.
那么他来到我的门口, 他说的一句话就是说, 妈妈, 我不想再活了。And
I held her and said, Oh yes, you are going to live.
那么菲林就说, 你一定会活下去。That
assurance that comes when you pray for one so hard. She is going to breathe and have the breath of life in her.
我为什么有这样的确据呢? 因为当你为一个人那么那个, 非常有力的祷告之后呢, 你就会有这样的确信。
And there she is smiling.
那么左边这个照片呢, 其中有一个就是她。
She's the one in the blue shirt.
那么穿蓝衣服那个。
And the little girl next to her is a year older than she is.
那么蓝,她右边这个女孩是比她大一岁。
And she was the other little girl we felt was at risk for not wanting to live.
Okay, 那么这两个都是当时有这个自杀倾向的。
And we had a slumber party.
What is a slumber party?
A pajama party.
Okay,
okay. Yeah, 我们有一个这个 pajama party, 就是在这睡觉,睡一晚上,大家穿着睡衣。
And these young ladies listened to me tell them that God had no comparison. He made each of them unique.
那么我就告诉他们,就是说每个人在神面前都是独一无二的。
And then we painted our fingernails and our toenails and did our faces and ate and ate.
女孩在一起会做什么? 啊? 就是这个化妆啊, 然后擦擦指甲油啊, 然后在一起吃点东西啊, 是吧? Yeah.
So they're okay. Showing you their hands,
yes.
All painted.
所以看这个照相的时候, 看这个照这个手, yeah.
They had never done this before.
No.
Never.
他们以前从来没有做过这样的事情。
A very special night with these girls.
所以这一天对他们来说非常的特殊。
Yeah. Then we were asked to go with a group of the high school graduates to a place where the volcano was. Do you remember that we told you about the volcano that happened, I don't know, couple of years ago?
Yeah. 那我们还有这样的机会，就和一群这个高中毕业生到这样一个地方，就是就相当于开一个退休会吧。
These young people had never been together during their last 2 years of high school.
那么这些高中生呢，在过去的两年里面，从来没有机会在一起。
They had never had to eat together or play together. Nothing.
他们从来没有一起在一起吃过饭呀，或者在一起玩过。
So some of them had a lot of trouble being social with each other. Yeah.
许多人有这样的困难，就是因为两年隔离嘛，所以他们有这样的困难和别人来交往。
And so that we were able to share with them the love of God and to pray with them about their future and to pray with them individually. They all had troubles at home and coming out of the pandemic, just fear of coming out of the pandemic.
嗯哼，那么这些孩子他们家里都有很大的问题。那我们在那次场合呢，就和他们一起来告诉他们，分享他们神的爱，来告诉他们神对他们的这个计划，为每一位来祷告。
And they had lots of questions for us. It was very different listening to them ask questions about how they should step forward into a future.
那么他们也对我们问了很多很多问题，尤其是他们如何就是说往前走下去的这个问题。Yeah.
And then Sir Roland, as they call him, he stepped into the role of father and grandfather to these little ones coming up.
那么这个 Roland 先生呢，就来在他们面前，就相当于一个父亲的角色，或者一个爷爷的角色。
And there was nothing more special than to just follow him around and be wherever he was.
他们非常喜欢跟着他，不管他去哪，他们就跟着他。Yeah. That's a pretty place. Yep.
So when you're a mother or father in the faith, it's more than one generation.
所以当我们是信心里的父亲或者母亲的时候呢，不只的是一代。
And if you think about it, it's also true with you.
所以我们在座的也是一样。
If you have little ones,
如果我们有小孩子，
and several of you do,
在座的应该有。
If you invite a student into your home,
如果我们邀请一个同学，学生来到我们家里，
those 15 years or 18 years of separation make it a different generation.
所以这个十几年的这个年龄的差距呢，让他们是两代人。
And when that student comes in, he's without a home.
当那个学生来到我们家里的时候呢，他在这里是没有家的。
And he sees you as a mother or father with children, and that's their identification as family here.
所以他看到我们的家庭，我们的孩子呢，他就会认识我们这里的家庭。
And that's why your homes as believers are so important.
所以呢，信徒的家庭是非常非常重要的。
And so we didn't really expect this. I didn't. So now we have three generations of people in the Philippines that are close to us.
所以我以前我也没想到，但是在菲律宾呢，现在有三代人，年纪都不一样的，有三代人和我们都很亲近。
And when they know that the love of God is in you, especially the littlest ones, they automatically come in the door. They want to be there.
那么这些人，尤其是小孩子，他可以体会到、感受到你心里神的爱与你同在，所以他们就主动愿意和你在一起。
The only time we do not see that happen is when the little children are given too much screen time on a phone because of somebody else's phone.
啊，那么什么时候这个孩子不愿意来找我们呢？就是他们有他们的手机的时候，他们就不愿意来找我们。所以我们要注意这个问题。
I've seen the innocence of little children.Disappear when they have a lot of screen time.
所以我看到非常天真的孩子呢，但是当他们一有手机，然后让他们用的时候呢，他们就消失了。
But the ones otherwise, they were in our place.
那么在没有手机的孩子呢，他们就愿意和我们在一起。
So I'm in my 70s, but we have children's books.
所以我们也带了一些这个儿童的书籍。
And then we have books for teenagers.
我们有给十几岁孩子的书籍。
And we pray for them.
我们为他们祷告。
When these students come to Charlottesville, they are alone.
所以当这些学生来到我们这里的时候呢，他们是孤独的。
And many don't know what they're about.
许多人也不知道他们的未来是什么。
So your homes can be a place of refuge.
所以呢，我们的家庭呢，实际上是可以成为他们的这个避难所。
That's why your Friday nights are important. I think you still get together Friday nights.
Yes, we do.
Good.
Yeah. 所以我们周五晚上的查经是非常非常重要的。
That's where they make the only contacts they have, having no relatives or people in the area.
周五晚上，也许是有一些学生他们唯一的机会和这里的人有接触的机会。
We do a lot of other projects.
我们还做许多别的这个事情。
Now I don't know what you do now, because when I was here with the Chinese church, we went hiking.
啊，我不知道大家现在都做什么，但是当我当年在这个中国教会服事的时候，我们这个去山上爬山很多。Yeah.
And a kayak. We went canoeing and kayaking.
那我们有这个船，我们去这个去湖里划船。
And when we met on Friday night, we taught the Word of God.
那么星期五晚上的话呢，我就是带大家查经。
And when they came to my house, I took them on paths and showed them parts of God's creation.
啊，当他们来到我的家里的时候呢，我就把我的这个telescope
parts. I take them on paths at my property.
Okay.
And show them different pieces of life and why it was unique.
Okay, 我就带他们在我们的家里和院子里参观，告诉他们这个讲述这个神的创造。
It made them a part of a family.
所以他们就觉得他们有这个家里的感觉。
And made them know the same God that I knew.
啊，他们也就有机会来认识我所认识的这位神。
And not all of them were believers.
因为不是所有的都是这个信徒。
But several became believers.
但是有些呢就成为信徒。
Brothers and sisters, you can do this.
那么在座的各位，我们可不可以这样做呢？可以吧。
There's one caution.
那么有一个需要注意的问题。
The way Faylene and I learn to love people is because we become aware of God's love for us.
啊，我和我的太太知道要去爱别人呢，是首先我们知道神爱我们。
And how do you know that?
那么我们如何知道呢？
It isn't by just reading a sentence.
不仅仅是读圣经里的一句话。
These sentences are supposed to point you to the living relationship with the Lord.
那么这些圣经的话呢，是带领我们和神建立一个真正的联系。
If you ask Him to reveal His love to you personally, that's the intention of this scripture.
所以这个圣经呢，比如说我们私下里向神祷告，告诉他向显示我们和我们这个。和我们的爱是吧？这个圣经就有这样的作用。
And to the degree that you have received that love, you will want to give it because it's His.
如果我们认识到神对我们的爱是何等的浩大呢？到一定程度，我们就希望把这个爱来分享给别人。
I say this because many believers we talk to are dry. They have a dry heart.
啊，为什么这么说呢？因为许多信徒，我和他们讲话的时候呢，他们心里我可以感觉到没有很多爱。
If you have a dry heart, check yourself.
所以如果我们在座的我们心里没有爱的时候呢，我们就需要来省察自己的内心。
Because His love is meant to become part of what you know.
因为我们对神的爱呢，是应该成为我们生活中的生命中的一部分。
No matter how sacred you consider this book, they're meant to put you in contact with the one who inspired them.
所以我们可能认为这个圣经是非常神圣，是吧？但是呢，这个圣经不论我们认为怎么样，它的目的呢，是为了让我们和别人建立起更深的联系。
And that's done by the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
那么所有这些工作呢，就是圣灵的这个带领。
And I'm telling you, when kids come in our door, even the little ones who do not understand, they can tell the difference.
所以当这些孩子来到我们家里的时候呢，即使很小的孩子什么都不明白，但是他们从心里他们可以体会到不一样。
When I, as a student, a brand new engineer at University of Virginia, came to a home meeting, I knew it was different.
所以当我50年前，我是 UV 一个新的这个工程学院的学生， 当我到一个家庭里面参加聚会的时候呢，我从心里知道这是一个不一样的地方。
I watched two different households who had a mom and dad and children invite me in as a stranger.
那么我亲自经历过，就是这个两个不同的家庭，他们有自己的小孩子，父母呢，但是呢，把我。
Sometimes it was just a single person that invited us.
Yeah, 他们开放自己的家庭来邀请我们，有时候就是一个人邀请我们。
But they knew the Lord, and I could tell.
但是呢，他们心里有神，我可以知道。
Just like they will.Be able to tell if they come to you.
所以啊，如果他们来到我们中间，我们也可以知道。
And it makes it inconvenient. It becomes inconvenient. You don't plan events. They happen by surprise.
Okay. You mean you're talking about your experience?
Yeah, contact with people.
Okay.好多这个活动呢不是我们自己来这个计划的啊、如果我们有时候是自然而然形成的、yeah.
Give you an example.
比如说、
right.
那个女孩
On outward appearance she's fine. She's a beautiful young girl, Filipino.
从外表看来她是一个其实是一个挺漂亮的一个菲律宾的女孩
But you can't go by what you see.
但是我们不能就是说相信我们肉眼看的。
What you see is not a good reflection of what's in the heart.
我们肉眼看到的并不代表在我们的心里或者在他的心里。
And several times during this particular trip, I knew Ivy is her name, that we needed to see Ivy.
那么在这个旅行过程中呢，这个我的心里呢有几次我就知道我们需要来见她。
She was too busy to come.
但是每次她都很忙。
I ask again.
那么我又问。
Too busy to come.
太忙了。
I asked four times.
我问了他四次。
We were packing our suitcases to leave the quarters, and she came.
当我们快离开的时候，她来了。
It was inconvenient. It was not planned.
所以这个不是事先这个计划好的。
We were ready to leave.
我们马上就要离开了。
And I said, Ivy, you need to talk to Faylene.
所以我就告诉他，你现在需要和我的太太谈话。
Faylene had to stop what she was doing to get ready to go.
所以菲琳这时候正在这个就是收拾东西，但是呢，因为她来了，所以马上就停止。
And when Faylene got done, she came out and saw me.
所以当她和他谈完话之后，所以我的太太来过来告诉我。
And I took her by the shoulders and I said, Ivy, the Lord wants you to look forward.
所以我就抱住这个女孩说：“我说这个 Ivy 啊，所以我们的神呢，希望你往前看。”
She began to cry.
所以她就开始哭。
She already cried with Faylene.
所以她已经和太太这个哭过一次了。
Then she cried with me.
所以她又哭了一次。
And it was inconvenient. We were on our way to the airport.
所以这个事情实际上是非常这个，因为没有时间计划好，我们马上就要去机场了。
I use the story because when you open your doors, when you invite people in Charlottesville, it's no different.
所以当我们开始开放我们的家庭，我们邀请人来的时候呢，对我们的生活当然是非常的不 inconvenient 是什么意思？不方便，对不对？ Yeah, 为我们造成不便。
But if you love them because of the Lord, it will make a difference if you take the time.
但是如果我们心里有神的爱
That's the whole point of being mothers and fathers in the faith.
所以我们在信心里，我们成为他们的父母，真的是对我们生活是会有不方便，是吧
？When you tell your child, "I'm sorry, but I'm just not interested in spending time with you today," it's inconvenient. It's not planned.
那么我们在生活中有时候会告诉我们的孩子：“哎呀，今天我不想跟你们谈话，我今天这个不方便。”
So.If you have a spiritual family and you have one,
如果我们有一个属灵的家庭
these are the kinds of things that come to my mind.
那么下面这几条就是我心里能想到的
I encourage you to do them as we do them.
我鼓励在座的大家努力去做
When you love with intent, deliberateness.
啊，当我们去爱别人的时候呢，我们要努力的去爱别人。
When you love people, it doesn't matter what they look like, what their reputation is, you love them without partiality.
当我们去爱别人的时候，一定不能有偏心。
That's in James, the book of James.
这是这个雅各书里面讲的话。
If you give them exhortation, be clear.
那如果我们要告诫他们呢，我们一定要清楚地告诫他们。
Young people do not want answers that don't make sense. They want clarity.
啊，因为年轻人讲话的时候，他希望你给他一个很清晰的这个信息，他不希望就是说你讲的很比较模糊。
Here's a classic one. I want to live with my girlfriend. Can I do that?
比如说有人来问你，我想我和我的女朋友住在一起，我可不可以住？
As a believer, are you prepared to be clear?
所以信徒们，如果你是信徒的话，你愿不愿意给一个很清楚的回答？ Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?If they have hard questions, answer biblically and clearly with His love.
所以呢，如果有困难的问题的话呢，我们应该清楚的按照圣经的，然后通过爱的这个通过爱心来回答。
And you can't do that unless your own life is clean.
但是如果我们自己的生活不洁净的话呢，我们就没有办法做到，对吧？
So much of our effort as believers is to keep ourselves clean.
所以信徒们呢，要努力过清洁的生活。
Which means you have to be accountable to each other.
我们个人呢要对其他的人负责。Yeah.
And of course, we all err, we all mess up, and so forgiveness becomes part of our life.
所以当我们犯错的时候呢，我们要努力去赦免别人。
And then, over time, we have a testimony that grows.
那有机会呢，我们要为神做见证。通过这个见证呢，这个家庭就可以成长。
So, you have a whole bunch of Chinese students coming in less than 2 months.
好，在不到两个月，就有一些新的中国学生来到我们这里。
You have some coming back.
有些人还会回来。
They still don't know about you.
但是呢，还有很多人不信主的，对不对？
If you are willing to be God's instrument to do like we have done, He will open a door.
那么如果我们心里愿意成为神的器皿被神来使用的话呢，那么神就会让我们来
And that's what biblical hospitality is.
这个就是圣经上的这个圣经上的款待人的意思。
It's deliberate.
努力的。
With intent and God-centered.
好。Yes, 有目的的。
Okay?
Yeah.
I will tell you the hard part.It's hardest to keep ourselves clean.
那么最难的一点呢，就是说我们自己很难过一个圣洁的生活。
I do not underestimate this.
所以我不是说这个觉得这是很轻松的呀。
The pattern of this world is not healthy.
因为这个世界呢，我们生活在这个世界上不是一个健康的世界。
So you have to love one another and stay biblical.
所以我们必须彼此相爱，然后呢，用圣经的教导来指导我们。
Or you won't look any different than the world.
不然的话，我们就和世界上别的人没有任何两样了。
And the two most common areas of sin are sexual morality and greed.
那么在罪里面，两个最常见的方面，一个就是说性方面的罪，还有一个就是贪婪。这个圣经里到处都是。
So if you're prepared to keep yourself, it'll be in these two areas especially.
所以如果我们大家愿意为主所使用的话，在这两个方面我们要多注意。
And the young people that come in the door will tell the difference.
那么当有年轻人来到我们家里的时候，他们心里就会知道不一样。
And the other thing is when we run into a hard spot, a hard time, we have
to
lean away from God, lean toward Him.
当我们遇到困难的时候呢，不要离神远，而是离神更近。
When we have had a hard time, Faelin and I, not between us, but when we have had a hard period of time,
当我和腓力遇到困难的时候
，We have found out everybody around us is watching.
我们知道了，就是说我们周围所有人都在看着我们。
It's okay.
所以呢
？That's what God intended.
这是神所预备的。
If you're not going to walk in it, you can't share it effectively.
如果我们没有这个是走在神里面，我们也没有办法和别人来分享神的生命。
Now you don't have to know the Lord for 50 years for this to happen.
但是我们不需要信主50年之后才开始这么做。
Remember my story out of Brazil.
所以你记得这个巴西的这个故事吧。
The elders of the church were teenagers.
所以教会的长老呢是十几岁的孩子。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a new message.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，这个不是一个新的信息啊。
Let your heart be moved.
所以今天呢，愿我们的心啊被改变。
And as you know His love, be prepared.
随着我们明白神的爱，让我们做好准备。
So set your heart. Set your face. Set your heart.
预备好。
You know what it's like in Asia. They come in the door and they distribute all their sandals.
知道在亚洲的时候，大家来到你的家里就把鞋放在门口，是吧？
I just went to a wedding. It was in a Vietnamese culture in Washington.And the same thing.
我刚到华盛顿参加一个这个越南人的婚礼，结果这个婚礼上也是一样，大家都把鞋脱了。
This is inside our door in our quarters.
所以这是在菲律宾的时候，在我们这个家里面的情况呀。
Wouldn't it be neat in 5 years, no matter which house of yours I go to, I find this, which means you have visitors.
五年之内，如果我到你们在座的任何一个人家里，如果我看到这种情况。这代表什么呢？就代表你们的家里有客人。
And I find that you have built up love between you and others that may be lonely.
这就代表着我们呢已经和许多不认识主的人和新的这个学生们建立起了联系。
And then you have become part of the Great Commission.
所以我们就
which is what we started with.
所以就像我们刚开始读的这个耶稣的大使命这段经文是吧？我们就成为这个大使命中的一部分。
You think that's possible?
可不可能呢？
Not without Jesus.
没有耶稣是不可能的，对吧？
Not without the Spirit of God.
没有圣灵是不可能的。
But yes, it is possible.
但当然是可能的，对吧？
Amen.
Amen.